You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
This is kind of cool or weird, maybe, if you think about it, but somewhere underground in a mine in Montana, there's a person who's sitting there with a chronic condition. He or she is there believing that low doses of radon being radiated there from that mine is going to relieve them of the pain of their condition where traditional medicine has seemingly failed. Right now, think about it. There they are. It's an interesting story. People claim they find relief in the mines. There are those in the scientific and medical community who believe them, want to find out why, but there are risks as well. Catherine Houghton will join us today to talk about this story on Voices.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio, from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now here's your host, Tom Schultz.
Thank you, Eric. How are you guys? It's Friday? Is it? Oh, I am really, 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 really happy about that. I hope you are too. I hope you hung in there those five long days, and now we get a chance to hang out in a Montana weekend. Things are working out just fine, right? Okay, and Eric, I can't wait to play this. I don't know why I haven't done it before. Let's get some ZZ Top out there in honor of the bearded bassist who passed away. Yeah. Dusty Hill. I don't know. I think a lot of people grew up with ZZ Top, didn't they? In one way or another, they grew up with ZZ Top. All right, keep that on standby, because we'll have to dedicate that to another one of those great ones. Pass on. A little bit later on, we'll do some final thoughts for the week. But first, let's talk about this story that I read yesterday and was covered by Catherine Houghton. This is Kaiser Health News, and we'll talk about what Kaiser Health News is. It's actually a pretty cool organization there. She's the Montana correspondent, and she went underground, not in that way. She actually went underground to talk with people and discover this mine, these mines in Montana that are radiating radon, and people with chronic conditions are going there because they believe they get some relief about it. There's a couple interesting things here. The World Health Organization, the EPA, and others, they classify radon as a killer. Okay, maybe that's exaggerated, but it is the second leading cause of lung cancer, they say. But these people are claiming they're finding relief there, and where traditional medicine maybe has failed them. Let's talk with Catherine Houghton, Montana correspondent with Kaiser Health News. And good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for the chance to connect with you.
Yeah, thank you for being on, and I appreciate it. You've covered news in Montana for a number of years. You worked for the Daily Interlake. You worked in Bozeman. There's probably some other stints here and there, but now you're doing health news for Kaiser Health News, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But this story, I know we got to get more details out about it, but how did you come upon this?
Wow, yeah. Actually, I had first worked in Boulder, Montana in an internship maybe about 8 years ago. And the funny thing is, maybe I wasn't as observant as I should have been, but I did not know that these mines exist and they're located in that area. So it wasn't actually until just earlier this summer when a coworker of mine sent me a link saying, hey, did you know that this was a thing? And so it was very much that first question of like, holy smokes, there are mines in Montana with higher levels of radon that people are going and paying to sit in, and what's up with that? So very much so, just a coworker drew it to my attention, and funny enough, I hadn't known about it yet.
I love it. Did you know this was a thing? That's sort of a general phrase. Thinking that this was a thing, what kind of thing is this?
Yeah, so it's the folks who go to the mines refer to it as radon therapy. I had no idea that was a thing. It is not something that is widely available. I think Montana, from what I saw in my research, Montana is the only place in the nation where you can pay to go sit in radon exposure, specifically sit in defunct mines. And so these used to be working mines that eventually turned into what they call health mines now. And so the concept is that people go into the mines, and one that I went into, you drop down through an elevator. Another one is you just walk into a tunnel that is sticking out of the mountain. But you go into these mines for certain periods of time, and it's basically on the idea that low doses of radon and that stress on the body can trigger a response in your body that those who use the mine say reduces inflammation and kind of causes cells to respond and reshift gears, I suppose. So this was not something I have heard about. It is definitely outside of traditional medical treatment system in the U.S. So it's definitely a very unique thing.
And also, another thing that's really cool about this is when you talk about traditional medicine, this in the past, and I'm talking way, way, way long time ago, was traditional medicine. They would discover things like this plant, rub some of this on it, and you're going to feel better. Or, it hurts over here. Well, twist it like that. This is how medicine came about. And so there is some research going into this, right?
Yeah, and so it's interesting because in the early 1900s, before antibiotics were a widely available thing, low-dose radiation was something that was used pretty widely, but specifically for patients who had pneumonia who weren't recovering. And so low-dose radiation was used back then, and the studies don't have kind of the thresholds that we have now, and so they're viewed as mainly historical reports. There is an important thing, though, to say that the difference between kind of radon and low-dose radiation, without getting too into the weeds of the science, but radon is just one thing that can give off radiation. So it's not radiation itself, but it emits particles that, when enter your body, can give off radiation. When you're talking low-dose radiation treatments, or even just the picture kind of cancer treatments and radiation treatments, a difference there is you know exactly kind of what is entering your body at that point, and it's very targeted to one area. So drawing that distinction between radon and low-dose radiation is important. But low-dose radiation itself kind of fell out of scope of practice with the development of antibiotics. And so it is something that, because of what organizations like the EPA and WHO warn on potential risks of radon exposure and the deaths attributed to that exposure, medical system largely kind of went hands off when you talk about this type of therapy for treatments that have other routes. And so it may be a frontline therapy for cancer, but not for, say, arthritis.
Yeah. So how defined is that distinction? Low dose, what's helpful, what's not?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because of the fact that it fell out of kind of the scope and people's view when it comes to medicine, I talked to a guy actually who said it's largely been unexplored in the U.S. medical system. When you're talking about, quote, low dose, it really depends on who you're speaking with. There's not a definition of, okay, this is low dose. Like, we know the level of exposure that you get in your home is extremely different than the kind of high dose treatments that you're getting for cancer. But when you're talking about kind of just trying it in smaller portions for some other therapy purposes, it really hasn't been explored. And so that's one of the things that kind of, as we are looking at research coming out of the pandemic, there are some researchers, kind of, there are projects across the world, actually, but there are at least two in the U.S. that are looking at low-dose radiation for patients recovering from COVID-19 or patients who are hospitalized with COVID-19 who are at really high risk of either getting on a vent or dying. And so they're doing low-dose radiation treatments at this point in some very specific studies. But again, it kind of varies from what dosing amounts they're getting from one study to the next.
And that's another thing that's real interesting about this story is that how it ties into our COVID-19 pandemic. Catherine Houghton is with us, Montana correspondent for Kaiser Health News. You can find this story. It's COVID renews interest in radiation, but docs caution against pilgrimages to radon-filled mines. As she said, as far as she knows, most of those, they only exist in Montana. KHN.org for Kaiser Health News, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Was that a surprising find for you that there is research in treating this pandemic with radon?
It was, and it was actually, there was a magazine in one of the mines that I had went to talking about that research. And so people who rely on going to the mines say that what they're doing is a form of low-dose radiation. Which again, medical radiation and radon exposure have differences, but those who rely on going into the mines say this is low dose radiation for me. And so that was actually how I saw some of the initial reports on some of the studies that are happening.
The
was actually walking into a mine and seeing an article on one of the benches.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some risk here, right? And I kind of want to get to, on the other side of the break, what people are saying, because you spoke to folks. They're named here in your article. But there's also this other aspect of this is that this is unregulated. And there's not that many things in this world that are unregulated.
that is true. That was interesting to me. Yeah, because what they are not breaking laws by having higher amounts of radiation exposure, radon exposure. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services says the agency doesn't have the authority to either license or permit these mines. And though the EPA has set limits on what they advise is safe, they also do not have oversight regulation, and they can't say you have to live by that line. I think DEQ, State Department of Environmental Quality, oversees some of the water that comes out of the mines and checks the waters. But I talked to one owner who said their elevator gets a pretty frequent review, but otherwise there's not a lot of oversight in what this looks like.
Is there any kind of radon measurement in these mines?
Yeah, so it's interesting. There are a few ways to measure radon. And so what the EPA says is safe is kind of measured, and it's called picocuries per liter. And so the EPA says at 4 PCIs, you might want to mitigate radon out of your home. And so again, that number was 4. I talked to the owners of Free Enterprise Radon Health Mine, who said their mine averages at 1,700 PCIs.
Wow. And so I got about a minute left here. What are the recommendations then from these mine owners to the people who use this service, so to speak?
They are often kind of on the defense. You can see on their websites they cite kind of historic reports with low dose radiation, but they have a range. It seems like patients really set their own exposure. And I would say though, one of the mines suggested that if patients are coming for the first time or if clients are coming for the first time, to spread 32 hours over 10 days. So there is exposure over 10 days.
All right, let's
get that recommendation.
That's interesting, too. I think it's a fascinating story. We'll talk more about it. Catherine Houghton is with us, Montana correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Radon, relief in a radon mine, today on Voices of Montana. Cool story about relief in a radon mine, but there are some associated questions, maybe even dangers regarding this. Underground mines in Montana emit radon gas. Some people with chronic conditions are spending some time in those mines saying that it helps them. It relieves the pain of their condition, where traditional medicine has not necessarily done the job for them, or seemingly has failed. The World Health Organization, as I mentioned, the EPA, they classify radon as a dangerous gas, a radiation, second leading cause of lung cancer. But these people claim they find relief, and some of the medical and scientific community are on board with that. Let's find out why. And reporting on that is Catherine Houghton, the Montana correspondent for Kaiser Health News here. Tom Schultz back on Voices of Montana. Before Catherine, we get back to what some of these people who are undergoing these, I don't know if you call them treatments. I guess the word's not patient either. I guess it's client. We get to what they are telling you. Clarence from Columbia Falls wants to join in here. He's listening on KOFI in Kalispell, 1180 AM. And Clarence, thanks for joining us.
Why, you bet. My pleasure. I have an experience with the mines there in Basin, and it goes clear back to about 1954 when I was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
I had arthritis in my hands. They itched so bad, but it was inside my hands, and my knees swelled up as big as my head and for years. And my grandparents took me to the mines in 1954. They took me there for a week. There was a health angel. I don't remember all the names, but took me there for a week. We went to about 3 different mines. I played in them. I ran up and down. I was there for 1 week. I've never had my itch since. I haven't had the swelling. I've never had it since. And it was featured in Life magazine as being something that would help people. That's why they took me there in the first place. But by golly, it sure helped me. Now they won't let a kid go in for fear of what the radon might be to them. And me and the wife have went there and enjoyed them a few times over the last 10, 15 years. But I've never had to go back, and I've never had that itch that was so terrible. It's an itch inside the middle of your hand, and you can't get to it to scratch it.
Wow.
It was, for me, a blessing that lasts every day.
Thank you, Clarence, for sharing that with us. It's a remarkable story. And Catherine, that leads into what people are telling you about this. What are they telling you? Have you heard that a story similar to what Clarence just shared?
Sure. I guess one of the differences is it's folks who keep going back to the mines for relief. And so I am most often, and what I was told by the owners and some of the folks that I talk to, most often it's kind of desperation that draws someone to this form of this possibility, I guess. And I spoke with people who said that they basically had traditional medicine didn't work. They were living in a lot of pain. They have some sort of chronic issue that either maintains consistently or has flare-ups, that traditional medicine wasn't working. And so I talked to a guy actually who is from Kansas who makes the trip out twice a year, who has an eye condition that he calls like ice picks stabbing his eyes. And he still kind of meshes it with other forms of traditional medicine, but talks about going into the mine and being there off and on for a week, being one of the things that help reduce some of the pain, which he again still uses some traditional medicine. It's kind of a collage of sorts. But yeah, I also heard from a gal who said that she was kind of uncomfortable by Western medicine and didn't want to go on a specific medication and liked the idea of radon exposure more so. And to her, it seemed like a more natural form of treatment because radon is a gas that's naturally occurring, even despite the warnings from the federal government and others.
Well, and we should clarify too, but that, you know, we're not saying that this is a miracle cure. We're just interested in exploring and investigating this. And so, as I hate to say, results may vary, and medicine and science doesn't like to say results may vary as well. And I want to kind of get back to what you maybe know at this point about how much dedicated research, and is it serious research or is it just kind of surface stuff into something like this? But another example of what some folks are saying there, the folks who visit the mine, they pretty much monitor themselves in terms of their exposure there.
Yes, they do. And I talked to some folks who said that they Tried to spread it over 10 days, some folks over 5 days, some people would be in an hour. I know that one of the mines, Mary Widow Health Mine, does have limits on how long people can kind of interact or soak their feet or soak their hands in the water that comes from the mine. So there was a clock on the wall saying 10-minute soaks that people would watch between kind of soaking their hands or their feet. So there was that guidance. But for the most part, people are deciding kind of, do they need to go every year or do they think they should go twice a year? How many days to spread it out over? How many hours to try to accumulate in that time?
Some incredible accounts of that, too, in this story. Catherine Houghton, Montana correspondent for Kaiser Health News. And as I mentioned, it's COVID renews interest in radiation, but docs caution against pilgrimages to radon-filled mines. That's the name of the story. If you go to khn.org, you can look it up and find out more information there. I want to come on back after a short headline break here, Catherine, and talk a little bit about Kaiser Health News and get people at least in tune to what this service is, and it's free service for folks. And so a short break here and back with more after these headlines from Brian Bennett. All right, a couple of things to finish up here with Catherine Houghton. I know Tom's got another story about these mines, and I'll get to that here in a moment. Why don't you kind of finish, Eric, if you would, finish up where he's calling from, we'll get to this. Relief in a radon mine is what I'm calling the segment here today, as we talked about underground mines in Montana. Are because they radiate radon. Some folks are claiming that they find relief from chronic pain or chronic conditions, and some in the scientific and medical community believe them. And we just heard from Clarence, who also kind of testified the same thing. Catherine Houghton had talked to a number of people. And actually, it's a really nicely done story, Catherine. I think you covered a lot of bases on this, because there's a lot of questions in this. And so I'm going to get to Tom's comments here in a minute. But I want you to talk about Kaiser Health News a little bit, Catherine. It's khn.org. It's a national newsroom. What do you guys do there, and why do you do it?
Sure. So we are a team of health journalists kind of scattered throughout the nation. We've got main bases in Montana and Colorado and California and et cetera, and freelancers kind of throughout the nation, too, who routinely offer information and stories. But what we do is focus on health issues. So, I mean, as a health reporter, I could say that's any topic, but that could be health policy, politics, access to health care, the business behind hospitals. It's pretty broad. So we're a nonprofit newsroom focused on that and offer our stories for free to other media outlets as a nonprofit newsroom. And doing that just because there's often gaps in health reporting as newsrooms change over the years.
Yeah. Except no advertising for this, and the content's all original. And again, it's not associated with the Kaiser Permanente, that health insurance company. Let's see.
Correct.
If we can cut time here. 2 minutes. Tom, listening in Great Falls, KQDI, 1450 AM. Thanks for joining us here on Voices.
I've been down there a bunch of different times. My wife goes all the time for sinus issues, and the first time we went was just kind of a fluke. And she said when we were there, her ear popped, and she went from missing like one day of work a week to going several months without missing a day of work. So every year now, if she starts feeling it in her head, she's like, I got to take a trip to the mine. She'll drive down, spend the day, and go do that. But we've run into people, a lot of Koreans go up there, and the one was from California. His parents actually were from Korea, and he did a lot of studying on it. In Europe, it's a pretty mainstream treatment. You go to the doctor and they can recommend or give you a prescription for radon treatment. They do it in facilities over there, he was saying. But it's a lot more mainstream over there. But you'd run into tons of people with kidney issues and cancer and all kinds of stuff that would go to the mine every year and spend their week down there, and they were good to go for another year. So it's pretty amazing. And some people it works great for, and other people, my mom's tried it. It has never really done nothing for her. But my wife's coworkers has done wonders. They go down and sit in the bathtub and everything, and down in basin, and it's done great things for them. So Tom, that was just my story.
Thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate that. I've got a breakup here, and I'm curious. Maybe I'll talk with you off air because I'm curious as to how your wife had determined. She just said she felt it in her head. I need to go back. How did you determine how much exposure was helpful to you? So stand by. Catherine, I hope you stand by as well. We got a breakup coming and back with more Relief in a Raid on Mine on Voices.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
All right, are you ready to play some more ZZ Top here? Dusty Beard. No, it's not his name. It's Dusty Hill, but the bearded bassist from... Oh, this is your selection here? It's from ZZ Top's first album, huh? All right. Yeah. Okay, well, this is the music. Yep, for years and years. I don't think Dusty has much of a beard at this point, though. What year was this? Still looking. 1971. All right, thanks, Erica. Welcome back from Montana for Montana. It's Voices of Montana. Yeah, rest in peace, Dusty, and thank you for the music. I've appreciated that, grown up with that, and learned a few things, too, along the way. Catherine Houghton is with us here, Montana correspondent for Kaiser Health News, as we're talking about the story that she reported, KHN.org. It's just Relief in a Raid on Mine. There's some risks behind it, or at least there's still a lot of questions surrounding it. Tom has called us from Great Falls, listening on KQDI, and I wanted to get more of his story here, too. So, Tom, thank you for hanging on. You had talked about your wife going into this mine and finding some relief, and then you said she sort of feels it again and then goes back in. How did she determine how much exposure she needed, when she needed it? Is it with just, it wasn't mathematical, it was just more of a physical understanding?
Yeah, just physical. I mean, she's dealt with this for her whole life, and she knows when these headaches are starting to come back and the, you know, the feeling you get inside. And like I said, she'll say, I got to go to the mine, and she'll take Friday afternoon off work and drive down and do her two visits or whatever. And she's good to go again for a month or two. And then, like I said, and the one in Basin shuts down in November. So she'll plan in November to go down and spend a day. And that usually gets her through the winter till she, can go back again in the spring. And it's been working. She's been doing it for like 4 or 5 years now, and that's her. She had gone and got sinus surgery years ago, and nothing the doctors have ever done has worked for like this, the mine has. It's been a real great thing for her.
Well, I'm very happy for her that she has found some relief in this, because I know people with chronic conditions like that, they search for a lot of answers, and anything that helps helps everybody. It helps them immensely. What kind of exposure then does she go down for? 2 hours at a time, or 10 minutes at a time, or
It's 1 hour at a time, and then you're supposed to take a 2 hour break before your next hour going back in. I believe they recommend you go down and make like 30 trips into the mine, and most people go down, spend a week, and you can get so many trips per day into the mine, and then do that for the 7 days in a row, and you can get your full 30 visits for the year. And that's all they recommend taking is that 30 visits. And well, you know, I've talked to different people down there, and like the one guy said, it's a little bit of snake oil, whatever. And I was in the same boat too, but like he said, a lot of people bring their pets in, and he's seen people that had to carry their dog into the mine, and then 3 days later the dog's running around the campground. And like he said, a dog doesn't know why it feels better. It just feels better. So that kind of made him a believer in it. And, I mean, you can't argue that logic either. So.
Wow. Do you think it'll help me lose weight?
I tried that. It didn't work.
Okay. All right. I'm not that desperate yet anyway. Hey, Tom, thank you so much for that. I appreciate sharing that story with us. And I'm really happy that your wife does find relief down there. And God bless and thanks, Tom.
Yep, thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Catherine, interesting to talk to people who who find, and I don't want to glorify this as a solution for everybody. You know, as Tom had said, you know, it works for some. We don't know why. It doesn't work for others. We don't know why. I know the medical community doesn't like that. We don't know why hanging over them. Is there serious research? Hearing more and more of these stories, I can see why, you know, there's a lot of belief in them.
Yeah, so there are a lot of, and I actually talked to a radiation oncologist about that question of what do we know at this point, very specifically kind of going into radon-filled mines. And the answer was a lot of the reports with these experiences are reports. They don't have a lot of data that follows them, but it's personal experience of people talking about it. Where radiation in the medical community has a lot of science that backs it up, that is well recorded. This is most often you're hearing from people's personal experiences, and there's not studies kind of following these folks long term. I know Tom had mentioned that it's a more accepted practice in Europe, and there are some nations. Germany is an example of a nation where you can get a prescription for radon therapy, as it's called. And that's a case, though, where your doctor prescribes it after a certain amount of treatment. Even the federal government there says that it can be controversial. But you have kind of a doctor saying, this is what it's going to look like for you. And it's a different circumstance sometimes and how people are getting that treatment. And you could have insurance cover it in Germany is an interesting thing as well.
Have you heard this? As Tom and I were talking offline, he shared this, that one of the, I think he mentioned the Korean researcher had said that the radon in those mines was a pure radon, it's a young radon is what he said, not a deteriorating radon like we find that worries us in our homes. Did you come across that in researching this story?
I didn't. That didn't fall across my scope when I was researching this one. I know that radon emits several particles, some considered more dangerous than others. There's alpha particles or gamma rays, and so not exactly sure where the decay process is at in these radon mines. And that's part of the question, is what exactly are you getting in that radon exposure, and what particles are hanging out in the mines. And so I'm not sure which particles are and what decay part that they are at in that process.
And I get that. I mean, and thanks for sharing all this information with us. I'm curious as to what your next, what you're working on right now. But I kind of want to finish up. You have been reporting on health news, healthcare for, how many years can I ask?
That's a really good question. I think since 2015 is when that began.
Okay. All right. And have you seen and reported, as you come across and are doing these stories, people I know are taking more and more control of their own personal health care. It started a long time ago when we started thinking about our diets and eating good and exercise, and all those recommendations came out. But there's more to it than just that. I have a personal experience with people close to me who had a condition, and the doctors just couldn't find it, just couldn't get it. She did her own research on this, narrowed it down, informed the doctor, and now the doctor said, hey, yeah, you might be right about this. There's some variances here that I wasn't quite aware of. I'm just wondering what your experience is. Are people doing that just flat out? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that there are a few themes that this story picks up on, right? And I think one is kind of a distrust of what the government says is healthy, but also just this idea of when you haven't been able to find a fix, looking for an answer kind of out of desperation. And I know that people who live with chronic pain, even if they have a diagnosis, often try to connect to one another. So there are often Facebook groups for very kind of unique niche health conditions, and people talk about, okay, how did you respond to this, or what worked well for you? And so it's definitely something that I think is driven by or from what I have seen, is often driven by, okay, something's not working, I need to find something else. And that's the case with these radon mines, but I think just looking on social media and looking at people kind of in desperation trying to connect with others to say, what answers have you found, even if it's weird, give it to me. It's definitely out there at this point.
Is this, and maybe it's too subjective of a question, but have we then put our traditional medicine in too much of a box?
Ooh, yeah, I can't, that definitely fell out of the scope of my reporting here, but yeah. I think that there are people who try to do a combination of things. I think I've talked with folks who, well, actually, even just for this story, the man who's still seeing a specialist and still taking kind of medication on a regular basis and pairs it with radon mines. I think that even health systems are moving toward, we want to look at whole body care. So what are you eating? Do you have stable housing? Do you have security in other ways that could be impacting your body? And so we're seeing more systems look at a brighter scope than just kind of taking your vitals.
Yeah.
And I know that people in desperation too, again, like this looks at, are looking wide.
Well, medicine moves in a lot of ways, but in it's usually moving forward in those many ways too. And I can appreciate that. What are you working on now?
I can't tell you that.
Oh,
no,
I joke.
No, I'm looking into a story on kind of the business of hospitals, looking into a story on access to some behavioral health services. But who knows? I didn't know I'd be writing about radon a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of comes as it comes.
Kind of the fun part of your job sometimes, huh?
Absolutely. It's why health reporting is so much fun.
Yeah. Catherine, thank you. I appreciate the story. Nicely written, nicely researched, as I mentioned, and then coming on and chatting about it. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the time. It was fun.
Yeah, it was. Catherine Houghton. And that's H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N. And you can just find her at khn.org and pick up some of the stories. A lot of good stories there, too. I should probably pull it up and give you a few. But instead, I'm going to take a break right now, and then we'll come back and play some more ZZ Top. And then we'll just send you off into the weekend. So it's from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. Well, that was cool. Clarence, Tom, thank you for sharing those stories. I didn't.